A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 7 through 15. Sisters and brothers, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not constrained, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since then we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We too believe and therefore speak, knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and place us with you in his presence. Everything indeed is for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance on more and more people may cause the thanksgiving to overflow for the glory of God. The word of the Lord. The Trappist monk, Thomas Merton of Gethsemane Abbey, had an epiphany in the city of Louisville, Kentucky. Merton wrote in his journal, "In Louisville, at the corner of 4th and Walnut, in the center of the shopping district, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that I loved all those people, that they were mine and I theirs, that we could not be alien to one another, even though we were total strangers. It is a glorious destiny to be a member of the human race. There is no way of telling people that they are all walking around shining like the sun. I suddenly saw the secret beauty of their hearts. The depths of their hearts where neither sin nor desire nor self-knowledge can reach. The core of their reality. The person that each one is in God's eyes. If only they could all see themselves as they really are. If only we could see each other that way all of the time. There would be no more war, no more hatred, no more cruelty, no more greed." Merton's dramatic awakening to the reality of God's presence at the core of every human being can be likened to a contemporary version of Paul's testimony to the Corinthians. "We hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us." It is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, incarnate in each one of us, that Paul and Merton recognized as the overwhelming driving force in the human experience. Paul knew and held fast to the unfailing power of God, the one who raised Jesus from the dead. In the midst of his darkest struggles, Paul never lost hope or trust that he too shared in Jesus' resurrection, even in his present circumstances. Afflicted but not constrained, perplexed but not despairing, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. Paul experienced the grace of God in abundance. It is this very grace in abundance that Merton recognized at the heart of every person he saw walking around shining like the sun. To actually see ourselves and one another as human vessels filled with the surpassing power of God would transform our existence. There would be no more war, no more hatred, no more cruelty, no more greed. Today, then, let us pray for that abundance of grace to see ourselves as we really are, as vessels of God's power, as vessels of God, to see ourselves walking around shining like the sun.